Matthew Stuckey here, and I wanted to give you another psychopathic trait from a biblical perspective. And in this video, I want to talk about grandiosity or a grandiose sense of self-worth. And a grandiose sense of self-worth, according to this website, says psychopaths have an inflated view of themselves. They see themselves as important and entitled. They often feel justified to live according to their own rules, and they think that the laws don't apply to them. And so a grandiose sense of self-worth is essentially someone who thinks the world revolves around them. They believe that they are the most important person in the world. They believe that their feelings are more important than anybody else. They feel like what they want is more important than anybody else. They feel like they're better than everybody else. They feel that, well, without me, everything would fail, and I'm so important, and I'm so good, and I'm the best at everything. And so being very arrogant is part of this, but it's really that you believe the world revolves around you. And this is a common trait they see with psychopaths. And this is a very bad trait. But one character we see this exhibit this, one psychopath in the Bible, is Haman. It says in Esther 5, verse 10, "Nevertheless, Haman refrained himself, and when he came home, he sent and called for his friends and Zeresh his wife. And Haman told them of the glory of his riches and the multitude of his children and all the things wherein the king had promoted him and how he had advanced him above the princes and servants of the king." So Haman is around his wife and his closest friends, and all he's doing is talking about himself and how the king has promoted him above anybody else, which includes the people that he's talking to. And he's like, look at all the money and riches I have, and I'm above all the princes and servants. And he's literally telling a group of people that are his supposed friends how he's better than them as well. And this is a guy who clearly thinks the world revolves around him. It says, "Haman said, moreover, yea, Esther the queen did let no man come in with the king unto the banquet that she had prepared but myself." He's like, I'm the only one who was able to come into the banquet. Not even you guys were able to come to the banquet. That's his attitude. "And tomorrow am I invited unto her also with the king." So all he's doing is talking about himself. He's like, I. One thing you're going to see with people that are psychopaths is they're always talking about themselves. And look, whether someone's a psychopath or not, these kinds of people are annoying. When they always talk about themselves, it's all about them. It's I this, I that, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. All they think about is themselves. All they care about themselves is themselves. And what that is a grandiose sense of self-worth. We as Bible-believing Christians should care about other people and not just care about ourselves. And even the average unsaved person should have the attitude that other people's feelings matter too. It says in verse 13, "Yet all this availeth me nothing, so long as I see Mordecai the Jew sitting at the king's gate." And Haman says, "I'm the second most powerful man in the world, but it does not matter to me as long as Mordecai is alive." And he seeks to kill Mordecai and all of the Jews simply because Mordecai will not bow down to him. And what this is called is a grandiose sense of self-worth, where Haman believes he is more important than anybody else. He believes he's better than anybody else, and he doesn't believe anybody else's feelings or lives matter at all. This is a common trait of psychopaths. You look at the most extreme example, which are probably the serial killers in this world, and clearly they don't care about other people's lives. They believe their desire to murder someone or to rape someone or harm a child, it shows they don't care about other people and their families and their lives. All that matters is their own emotions and their own feelings. Now, of course, that's the extreme example, but psychopaths exist in all walks of life. And when you see people that are just always talking about themselves and they only care about themselves and they don't seem to care about others' feelings at all, there is a chance that you're dealing with a psychopath. Well, what does the Bible say about having this attitude? Well, in Philippians chapter 2, verse 3, the Bible reads, "Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves." See, the Bible says that we should be lowly in mind and esteem other people as being more important or better than ourselves. Other people matter more than ourselves. That's kind of the main lesson in Christianity, is that our lives are not about ourselves. You know, a lot of people have this idea, well, what matters is what I want and my desires. But the reality is the world does not revolve around you. The reality is that if you were not existing, if you did not live, the world would move on. the company that you work for would move on. Whatever you're doing in life, it would move on, okay? The world does not revolve around you. And the Bible says don't allow this attitude to creep in your head where you think you're better than other people. We should actually esteem others better than ourselves. Then it says, look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. The Bible says don't just look on your own things and the things that matter to you, but look and care about the things of other people. Then it says this in the next verse, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. See, when Jesus Christ was here, he lived his life caring about other people more than himself. The Bible says that he didn't come to be ministered onto, but he came to minister to other people, to be a servant to other people. It says that he laid down his life for us, and he even talked about throughout the Bible to love as I have loved you. And he said that before he died on the cross. Now, of course, there is that example that greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends, and he would end up doing that. But he commands us to love in the same way that he has loved us, because in a symbolic sense, he laid down his life every single day to care about other people more than himself. But see, the psychopaths in this world are the exact opposite. They don't care about anybody else's feelings. All they care about is themselves. So with a psychopath, the only time that they would appear to care about other people more than themselves or to appear to care about other people's feelings is if someone is actually paying attention to what they're doing, so they're trying to do their works to be seen of man. Of course, the psychopath is not going to want to look like they're a jerk and they're obnoxious and they're arrogant and prideful. So what you'll see is they will appear to be extremely generous in some situations when there's people around, but otherwise it's just all about themselves. If there is no benefit for them in a situation, then it's just all going to be about them. It's I, me, me, me. Now the sad reality is that in this world, even though the vast minority of people are psychopaths, we are becoming a world where it's all about me, it's all about I. This is a wicked trait, and what the world has realized is this is a very common trait amongst psychopaths. And do we see that in the Bible? We do see that in the Bible with Haman. He had a grandiose sense of self-worth where he thought the world revolved around him and he's the only one that matters, but the Bible tells us to care about other people more than ourselves. Anyways, thank you and God bless.